Everybody, welcome back to a new podcast, and this time with a very interesting topic. And a lot of people deal with that, although not really, they don't really think about the combination. But I will tell you now, the topic is exercise and mental health. A lot of people don't really think about how exercise can benefit your mental health, because let's face it, these days a lot of people have depressions, anxiety, some psychological problems, mental health problems, and exercise can definitely help. And before we dive really into it, of course, besides when you do exercise, your physical health, you look great, you're strong, you're fit. I mean, we all know that, but it also can benefit you a lot for your mental health. And regular exercise can have profoundly positive impact on depression, anxiety, ADHD, and more. It also relieves stress, improves memory, helps you sleep better. I mean, these facts, you already know it from recent podcasts I did, and of course it boosts you overall your mood. You definitely feel better, and you don't have to be a fitness fanatic to reap the benefits. That's for the people who think, oh shit, I need to train every day, or even twice a day, whatever, or do crazy exercise. No, definitely not, but we will come to that later, the amount of training you need to do. And now, before we really dive in, of course, then there's the question for a lot of people, maybe, what are the mental health benefits of exercise? Well, as you know, exercise is not only about yoga, martial arts, improve your physical look, your health, sex life, and so on and so on. It can definitely change your mental health. So exercise and depression is a topic we definitely need to discuss that in our society, because exercise is very, very powerful against depression for several reasons. And all kinds of changes in your brain, endorphins happen when you train. You feel better, you feel fresh, you just feel like, okay, the day is positive, it's not that bad what I think. Because if you go out, if you hike, if you go for a run, if you just walk in the nature besides a small river, a lake, a sea, whatever, in the forest, you just seek that air, breathe it in, really take it, and then breathe out. And you just enjoy the nature and do it just for 15 to 30 minutes every day. Even if it's only 15 minutes, you will see how you benefit from it. I had last time a real estate on my podcast. The podcast episode will be out on Saturday, and we talked also a little bit about that, how running and a little bit exercising, even if it's just 15 minutes, can help you a lot. So first thing is to fight the depression is just, even if you absolutely not into workouts, go for a hike, just go for a walk in the nature for 10, 15 to 30 minutes, and you will feel better. But do it on a regular basis, and our body is capable of walking every day 15 minutes. If not, then you have a different problem. Then maybe you're extremely fat or overweight, but if you're normal, there should be no problem. And now let's come to exercise and anxiety. Exercise relieves a lot of tension, and a lot of stress will fall off your body, because if you train, if you jump, if you kick, if you lift weights, all that energy, all that stress you have, you will drop it. You will relieve that because of all the tension, and you push it out through training, through your workout. And other mental and emotional benefits of exercise is your memory is, of course, sharper. You think better, you have very clear thoughts. Your self-esteem grows, and if the self-esteem grows, a lot of depression or your bad thoughts also go away, because then, of course, you have a big self-esteem. You think highly about you, you try to do things more, you're brave, and you want to start different things, and that helps also to reduce that problem or that pain you have inside. And when I talk about pain, I don't talk about the physical pain, it's a mental pain, it's a psychological pain a lot of people have inside the heart, or it's in the brain. And of course, as we talked about it, the better sleep, you have more energy, and you have a stronger resilience. So whenever something happens to you, you can fight that off way more easier. You boost your immune system. If somebody critiques you, something bad happens, people talk bad about you, you have more self-esteem, you're stronger. It's like somebody throws something at you and it bounces right back away from your body because you're just so mentally strong. And as we said, for the amount of training you need to do, because in the beginning I let that question open on how many times you should work out or exercise. Even if you're not into exercise, 15 to 30 minutes a day is more than enough. And if you don't want to do it every day, 15 to 30 minutes, 3 times a week of exercise, walking, running, punching the bag, doing martial arts, basketball, jiu-jitsu, weightlifting, whatever you want to do, it's more than enough. And you will not feel exhausted. You're less exhausted. You're not overwhelmed anymore. And even if you feel helpless, that goes away, because a lot of people these days, they feel helpless, they feel that anxiety, depression. And if you train, if you look after you, that will go away. Of course, it takes time. Don't think you do it today and next day everything is gone. But I promise you, if you just start today walking outside for 15 to 30 minutes, you'll feel definitely better. Start small and then work your way up, and after a few weeks you will see a lot of changes, and then keep going with that. That's it so far with the topic, exercise and mental health. If you want to know more about it, just let me know. Follow me on Instagram at Taekwondo Artist. You can message me there or message me on Anchor. My podcast is, as always, available on all sorts of podcast platforms, such as Google Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, iTunes, Overcast, or whatever platform is out there. And yeah, I hope you enjoy it. I hope when people suffering out there with mental health problems, they reach out for help. They try to do the best what they can. But definitely, even if you go to a group or to any sessions where people talk about that and help you, always on top of it, try to exercise, try to live healthy, try to eat healthy, try to sleep good, and then the rest will go away. So thank you so much again for the support, and until next time, bye everybody.